Our next item is the Philadelphia Pentecostal Holiness Church Incorporated, conditional use 1371, site plan on Road 213. Mr. Gordy, I am going to turn the meeting over to you. I have had the pleasure of working with these folks in the past and find them to be honorable men, but I don't want there to be any appearance of a conflict, so I am going to ask you to run this one, and I'll sit it out.
Thank you, Mr. Gordy.
We need to share on those.
If you can share the site plans.
Mr. Gordy, this is a site plan for 12 townhouse units. It's located on 19.83 acres.
Setbacks, building lengths, building separation distances meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. The only concerns we have, this conditional use was approved by the council on December 19th of 2000.
The commission granted a time extension July 11th of 2002 and on December 18th of 2003. The extension on December 18th, 2003 was the last one the commission could grant. The applicant's surveyor or a representative is requesting that the project be allowed to go forward, since the staff feels that the use actually expired December 18th of 04. But there are representatives here that would like to speak, I believe.
Okay. There's someone here representing this?
Yes.
State your name and while you're here.
My name is Bishop Major Foster. I am the president of the Philadelphia Townhouses in Allendale. I'm here because when you approved it in 2002, we ran into difficulties in getting the road. We already had approval for the road, but somebody thought that since we was going across wetland, that it wasn't enough for them to risk the building of it over on the wetland. That means they want the road to go through the wetland to get to the townhouses, and they didn't thought that. So that's held us back from getting the approval that we needed to do. So we have the letter from the road peoples now that we do have it. We got it proved in 2000 that we could go, but then people's working on the project and thought it was good enough. They wouldn't rush billing it. So now we have that permit is here that they wrote us back and said that it was approved and they had no more problems with the road. That would held us back from not going through. We also had a problem with the ditch. The ditch authorities was not giving us a right of way to go because of the ditch, that maple branch is there. So then they thought it wouldn't have been a good idea to build a townhouse back then and go by the ditch. So they held us up for the right of way, but we got with them. We had quite a few meetings with them to get it resolved, and we have a proposal here from them. This commit here is from the ditch people saying they have give us right of way that we can go onto the property. We just got to put a barrel there around the ditch, other way so people wouldn't run into the maple branch ditch. So we have from them, that was holding it up. The other thing that I had spoke to Mr. Al that who proved it, Mr. Al Rumstick, who proved it for us to go. In 2004, Mr. Al, before he passed, he called me and told me that what we need to do was to get a building permit and put a storage, a shed on that property, and we wouldn't have to come back before the council. So we've done that. So we have the application here and the approval from the county that we did go get the shed. It's on that property now. And then we also got from them the approval, which is here, the approval that they came out inspected and it was done. The other thing that we have done, we now we hope that we'll be now, nothing left to hold up, because we got everything ready now. We have the plans for the townhouse. We have the plans already ready. I talked to Andy Wright this week. Last week I talked to Andy Wright of the building board. I asked him, what do we need now so we can get a building permit and we can start building? And Andy told me all I need was the site plan from you and the drawing, and then we could go ahead on with the project.
Would you present those papers you got to Mr. Robertson, please, so he can look at them?
Sir, I have to tell you that I'm sympathetic to, you have to go back to the podium just so the tape will pick you up. The problem is, gentlemen, under the section 115-174 of the county code regarding conditional uses, it says the commission shall not grant more than two such one-year extensions, which has already happened. And I think it places the commission in the unfortunate position of potentially having to comply with what the code says. I mean, I don't know how we can extend a time when the code says that you can't go beyond two such one-year extensions when we get that request frequently, you know, from developers or anybody else. It talks about what you have to have to meet that requirement. You have to be construction or use is substantially underway during the one-year period of the extension. Have you put the road in? Or the
road is complete.
The road is complete. When was the road completed?
No, the road was completed in 2000. We got the document that we printed that is completed in 2000, and you have that now. It was completed. But what has happened is that the builders, they figure that that wasn't good enough for them to do it. So we had to go back to EPA, get EPA and Corps of Engineers to write us a letter, and then you have it there, the stating that that road was okay, and they had no more problem with the road. And that's the letter you got is written there in pencil, and that's from the Corps of Engineers. That was for the road. That was the holdup, because we had to go all the way back through the whole system to get them to issue that another permit for us to do that.
Okay. Gentlemen, maybe the thing to do, because rather than take this gentleman's time and the church's time and the commission's time, are these copies that I can have, or are they?
You can have those. Okay. I'm good to go.
Maybe the thing to do is to defer. Let me take a look at this and look into it. Because if they were, you know, substantial construction was started, and I'm not sure what the status of things with office planning and zoning was, you know, that may be a different ballgame, but I want to make sure that we're clear on the facts before we do anything.
It's also there, when first you approved it, when it was put in there that we had to hook up to sewer. It is an application in there that's saying that we have the sewer tap and it's all ready to go.
Okay. Well, we'll have to take a look at it, I think. That's okay. Probably the best answer we can give you at this point. That's the commission's decision, I should say.
Mr. Burton?
Mr. Chairman, my motion for CU 1371 is for deferral for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer Philadelphia Pentecostal Holiness Church Incorporated CU 1371 site plan on Road 213 for further consideration. Mr. Roberts.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.